Season 2, Episode 3. Should you wish your ex happy holidays? Today's episode of the Keep It 100 Girls Show is brought to you today by Target. Expect more and pay less from Target. Look, people, time is running out on holiday gift shopping. Target is offering great deals starting, actually it was yesterday, Sunday, December 17th, so don't miss out. You'll get 30% off bed and bath, valid December 18th and 19th. Save $50 on Google Home devices, and that's valid December 17th right through to the 23rd. And lastly, get a $25 gift card when you spend $75 across diapers, training pants, wipes, formula, baby food, bottles, and that's starting. If you have a baby or a baby on the way, you want to check in on this deal and get some money back. But I'm not finished. If you are shopping and you spend $50 or more on clothing, shoe, and accessories, Target is going to let you save $10. That's on Monday and Tuesday. So go in the show notes, pick the link, shop online to get all these good dealios from Target.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays and welcome to the Keep It 100 Girls Show. That's right. This is a show where Girly Nation, and I do include, what am I going to call it, Guy Nation? They share 50 shades of cray cray and their lessons learned when it comes to love, sex, dating, relationships. So we all could not only learn our lessons from 2017, but going into 2018. I'm your host, Nina Babel, and I'm coming to you live and direct from Washington, D.C. All right, if you're listening for the first time, let me tell you, you're in the right place because I celebrate embarrassment. And you know what? There's no manual on this either. If you're ready for some jaw-dropping mother friggin' advice, I celebrate not only embarrassment, but using a sassy but classy TMI approach. That's right, no filters at all either. Women and men, they come to me to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, even if it's totally embarrassing or super cray-cray. No topic is off limits here. So if you're shy, you're nervy, or embarrassed to ask, you've come to the right podcast. Learn what women and men are thinking, but not saying out loud. Are you ready to keep it 100, peeps?
Yes, I'm ready to keep it 100.
I'm ready to keep it 100, girl.
You know I'm going to keep it 100.
The holidays is a time where you celebrate Hanukkah, Christmas, or Kwanzaa. And it's one of the biggest times of the year we get suckered, like suckered, into doing something we don't normally do under normal circumstances. I mean, can you relate? And I'm talking about people that we have to cut loose, whether it's friendships, whether it's relationships, whether it's family. And then lastly, la creme de la creme, your significant other, whether it's your husband, your boyfriend, your girlfriend. The holidays are such a vulnerable time for every single person out there. And when I meant single, I meant like relationship status single, not everybody out there. I mean, I'm sure to some degree, but at least on this podcast and today in this episode, I'm talking about the single to mingle, uncommitted, dating, forever dating, forever in a relationship, forever engaged. I'm talking to you. For some reason, exes seem to think they can regift themselves and that we're going to think it's something new when it really isn't. Sometimes I think Santa, I think you're here to punish us all, especially come Christmas Eve when Rudolph, did you know Rudolph is a woman? Did you know reindeers are women? No, seriously, I am going to shatter some dreams here. This is what I read a few weeks ago on Instagram, I think. According to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, both male and female reindeer grow antlers in the summer each year. And male reindeer drop their antlers at the beginning of winter, usually between November to mid-December. Female reindeer, on the other hand, retain their antlers even until after they give birth in the spring. So according to the whole historical rendition of Santa's reindeer, you can trust every single one of them, from Rudolph to Blitzen, had to be a female. That's right. We were rocking it and continue to. Anyway, back to the story. I digressed there for a moment, but for a good reason. If you want to check out this episode and my Nina Girl adulting advice to these text responses that you're getting from your ex, or you're thinking of sending to your ex, but you're just wavering, well, not only do you have to listen to my adult polite, don't be ugly responses that you need to use, but you're going to tune into so much more on why you should not, or at least reconsider texting your ex over the holidays. It's the most wonderful time of the year, where you're probably seeing his and her everything and you're freaking out, because between Thanksgiving and Valentine's Day, it's nothing but his or her, him or her, Mr., Mrs., whatever. Everything is couples. And now that it's Christmas, the difference is there's no him or her in your life this year. It's really too much holiday analysis paralysis, if you ask me. I mean, I'm in a relationship, I'm not complaining, but as an outsider looking in, I get it. I've been there. We've all been there. And if you haven't, you will at one point in your life. That is your coming of age as an adult. But come to find out, he or she, that's your ex, is trying to mess with your mind this holiday season. And before you know it, it's going to be Valentine's Day, people, before all these non-MF issues get resolved or don't. And you know what? The cycle just repeats itself. It starts again and again. Tis the season. The pendulum is now in the upswing position. The holidays doesn't mean you gotta be nice to everybody. After all, an ex is an ex for a reason. In this episode, I will not only give you some adulting responses, but we're going to take the high road with some polite type of text responses to ward off those evil spirits for good. So if you've never been single over the holidays, whether you celebrate Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, and this is your first one, and you're missing all that attention, the fanfare from that special someone right about now, or even regretting some of those breakup decisions you made, whether it's over the holidays, prior to the holidays, or even during the holidays. No lie, the holidays makes you think about being alone even more than you did 2 months ago. At this stage, he or she, that's your ex I'm talking about, may be thinking about the best holiday greeting is texting you. When making this decision to text your ex, you need to really ask yourself a few questions. And you know what? Nina Girl is going to give you them. Number one, are you texting him or returning his text for selfish reasons? Or, come on, girlfriend or dude, is there really some genuine connection? Or are you looking to mend that bridge? Number two, are you texting him or her or returning his or her text to fill that void? Because there really isn't somebody in your current life. Number three, don't fool yourself that it's going to lead to something. This time it's different. Like, don't try to convince yourself the obvious. And the obvious is, no matter what the time of year it is, the ex is back to sabotage your life. For realsy. Are you ready for that roller coaster ride of messy? Because that's what's coming. That is what's coming. You are opening the door to not only a new year, but a new year of messy. And I'll tell you this, messy doesn't get old. It stays exactly the same. Number four. Now, this is my meet you halfway compromise, give it a shot. Like, I'm not all cutthroat, ride or die one way. You know, I'm willing to explore if I really listen to my gut, opposed to my heart. If both of your goals, and notice I say both, right? Because it can't just be a one-way street. It can't just be one person taking that initiative and running with it. If both of your adulting, that is key, a goals is to get back together, then I encourage you to do some fear setting in 2018. And I love this concept of fear setting. I'm going to do an episode on it because oftentimes we set goals and what happens? What happens, people? We don't meet them or meet half of them, and then we're scrambling from September to December to get them all done. So it's all about fear setting, and I'll go into that later. But at a minimum, all the fears you had about this relationship in the past will be put to bed. And this time using your rules in order to make this relationship, round two of this relationship, three, four, whatever it is, work. Now, we don't want to go into round four and five, but let's keep it real. And typically I would say round three is the max. So if you're there or beyond, you really, really need to not or stop texting your ex. But moving on, if he or she can't tell you how they're going to meet those expectations, you need to move on. If they can articulate it to you with their words, actions do not speak louder than words here. Telling you, they need to tell you and show you, which are two different things. He needs to verbalize it again. I'm saying this for a reason. He needs to make sure, she needs to make sure that your other half wants it more than you. That's the key. That's the difference right there. I just want to make sure you understand the motivation here. Nina Girl's quick answer is this. If you are going to answer yes to any of these questions that I just ran through, it's because your emotions are being toyed with. If you didn't give it a thought and your knee-jerk reaction was to say yes, you need to really remove yourself from the situation and tell him that it's not healthy for you to receive these texts. I mean, you won't say it in those words because he's just going to start egging the situation on even more. It's not worth the rush of attention or that kind of messy emotional stuff. Especially if you've made progress, you've moved on mentally, physically, emotionally, and getting over him or her. And then you're just backtracking 5 to 10 steps backwards. I mean, come on, people. There's no going backwards. Seriously. And you don't have to be rude, because in this episode, I'm going to give you some sample text responses. Like, use them, modify them. Now you have a baseline and you have no excuses. Do you still have feelings for him or her? I mean, do you really want to text this person? Yes or no? And if it's yes to both and it's less than 6 months, really think long and hard before you press send here. And if the answer is still yes, and it's been beyond 6 months where you've been apart, single, perhaps dating other people or not, I say forget it. And this is where I need to ask you some deeper dive questions. Was the breakup because of the deception and the lies or any other reason that left a negative impact? Then honey, don't even waste your time. You would be setting yourself up for another disappointment. And it would be so unfair for both of you to go backwards. Are your emotions getting toyed with? Remember, I really asked you earlier, if you're going to answer yes right away, are your emotions being toyed with? Is he texting you nonstop with this utter enthusiasm that you're misconstruing as interest? You got to really remove yourself from the situation and tell him, look, it's not healthy for you to receive these texts. I understand holidays are the loneliest times. And you know what? People get horny over the holidays. They want to be in front of that fireplace. They want to be bundled up. Yes, it is cuffing season. You want to wear matching pajamas. And you know what? It might not happen. Yes, the holidays are a nostalgic time when families are together. And you see the signs of it everywhere. And so when your girl or guy is gone, maybe the divorce is pending, maybe it's final, there's a death, or just you've grown up and moved away and you're not the same person. You try to reach out to the past, the people that you were comfortable with, just to even see if there's a smidgen of hope to see what happens. It's a way to remember that, you know, those are the better times. And that we once loved and were loved. This is such a guy tactic, though. As more people get sentimental over the holidays, one, your ex is being polite. People often send cards, poinsettias, food, gifts, then, you know what? They make texts or phone calls over the holidays. Even better, they may even be regretting being your ex during the holidays, too. Listen, they text you because you are on their mind. And they're lonely with remembering the relationship or the memories that go along with it. Why is my ex texting me at all? Should be your question. That is the question you should be asking yourself. Guys fail to understand when us women are done. Done, 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 done. Forget the guesses. Forget the theories or even conspiracy theories when there's another woman. If you wish to know, you just got to ask him directly. Don't waste your time saying, what if, coulda, woulda, coulda, shoulda. If you don't want them to text because it stirs up feelings, good, bad, and ugly, then tell them that and explain why. You don't have to go into a chapter, but just be very to the point and make sure it's not a drunk text either. Which brings me to five unisex-friendly, classy adulting you don't gotta be ugly texts for your exes. All right, here we go. Does being friends with your ex really work? The short answer is not usually, no. It takes a lot, and ladies, you can relate, a lot of patience and hard work, especially if they're a number. It could feel weird at first, but this is the text response I want you to at least start with. Modify it as you wish. This one is really simple and to the point. But honestly, it works for me. And if somebody texts me, all I say is, thank you, dot, happy holidays. That's it. Next. Another scenario is he or she politely texts you again after text response number one, wanting to meet or invite you over to be with the fam. And you know what? You do still love him or her. But holidays aside, people, you want to give it another shot. And I really would say to you this, just be very, very careful. And don't get too emotionally vested. Keep it low-key and friendship level. That's distant friendship level. That means the hug lasts 2 seconds. Don't squeeze too tight. Just one of those empty gesture hugs, like you're just doing it to say happy holidays. And keep it sterile. Because the minute he or she shows or repeats their old behavior, trust and believe, you are out. So this is the text response. This is just the baseline text response I'm giving to you, and you can modify it as you wish. Thanks for the invite. I have other plans. You know what? Let's meet up after the new year. Period. This gives you space and breathing room to enjoy your holidays without any messiness. Use this time to ask your friends and family to weigh in on the decision or whether to text or not, meet up with them. And you know what? They're going to keep you honest. Your tribe knows you the best and what's good for you. But sometimes you don't know what's good for you until it's too late. I'm sorry. So that's my advice there. Moving on, because sometimes one excuse isn't enough. And he or she is in thirsty mode, right? They're in thirsty eggnog mode. Take two. He or she is thirsty. In fact, to keep that holiday theme going, they are in eggnog mode. They just are sipping, and they can't get enough. These texts have now spun to unwanted, right? Because you're not interested in either a friendship or rekindling this so-called relationship another time. And you're asking yourself, why now? Well, this is the text response that Nina Girl would use. Just take it for what it's worth. Use it as your inspiration to create your own. Happy holidays, right? We want to always start with a positive when we're delivering a negative message. And that's in any situation. My girl advice. But here we go again. Happy holidays. Do you ever give up? I've been ignoring all your messages for the last month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, however long it's been. Just insert the number to kind of drive the message home. Boom. Next. Dude or girlfriend just wants the best of both worlds. And I'm talking about the whole cake and eat it too. Because they decided that after you broke up, they bounced to another relationship. And I'm talking at a minimum days, weeks, or even months later. And you were still harboring all those hurt feelings, balled up in a corner, couldn't eat, couldn't sleep, because you are tabanka, as we call it, still crazy in love with this person. But you're now part of their backsliding plan, right? Because they bounced and they're trying to bounce back and they're playing you. Not fair. And don't continue to feel bad about yourself as they're doing this. So now here's my text response. Again, happy holidays. I don't think this is a good idea. In fact, I have a date tonight. I've moved on. You need to tell them you've moved on. It's dead in the water. D-O-A. Oh, that's dead on arrival. It's dead in the water. Same difference. Block him. I love that block feature. I don't know what. You need to block him or her. You need to give them a nickname in your phone if you still wish to keep them in your phone and archive all that stupidness. You give them a nickname like D&D. You could call them fuckboy if you want. You can call them hooker. You can call them hoe. Whatever floats your boat. But that is kind of the red flag that's calling you. That's when your phone goes red, literally. And lastly, if he or she is wishing you and your family, or they want to get in with your family, a Merry Christmas or Happy Hanukkah, maybe it's time they give up, bruh, or even girlfriend. This is where I say don't use words. I mean, in this case, your action is louder than words. And by that, you're using a meme, a Bitmoji, you're using an emoji. Maybe you just report junk or spam on social so that they are officially blocked forever by the social media gods. You know, bye, Felicia. Everybody knows this guy or girl in their life, whether it's directly or indirectly. And if I made you think twice about sending that text or not, look, my job is done. Staying strong is your early Christmas present to yourself here as we head into the new year. But that's my inspirational gift for you guys today. Listen, people, you would have simply undone all the healing and progress in a matter of seconds to a minute and spent weeks not just analyzing, But you know how we do women? We overanalyze every word. If you've been contemplating sending your ex that Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays text and wasn't sure what to do, I hope this episode put everything into perspective. Like, why should you torture yourself for someone who doesn't have your best interests at heart? Well, let's be honest here. If he did or she did some pretty jerky things, then the chances are it's not going to be nice this time. And it's not worth the pain that will most likely result from breaking some kind of relationship rule for the sake of getting some. That's it, for getting some. And you know what the sum is. Don't be that fallback girl or guy going into the new year. Found the strength and resolve to see the man or the woman that they really are. And although you have a long way to go, whether it's rebuilding your confidence, your self-esteem, your sexiness, trying to bring your sexy back, just stay away from them. Be alone. Yes, being alone is not a good feeling, but we all have to go through it. You got to go through it because you got to remember your value. You got to know your roots. You got to know what you stand for going into the new year. And that's my Nina Girl advice. Peace and smooches. Oh, wait. I forgot. Don't forget to hit me up on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram, and you're going to look for Nina Babel, that handle, N-I-N-A, and Babe with that L. That's right. You heard right. B-A-B-E-L. And that's how you find me on social. If you're on Facebook, for anybody out there who is still on Facebook, you can find the Keep It 100 Girl page where you can check me out there. And also, keepit100girl.com is another angle to hit me up. You want to be on the show, you want to share your story, something that's embarrassing or cray cray, let's talk. All right, guys, enjoy your day, enjoy your week.